Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show, especially live ones, brought to you with support by Bankers Title, handling your commercial and residential closings. You can call Carol Butler at 409-7614. Just look for her number on our website. Bankers Title, integrity, security, and excellence. And also with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, look for an ad right there on HunterAtSunrise.com. And joining us here in the studio this morning for the first time, Kelly Huntsbury and Mike Gombas of Two Hand Touch. How are you guys?
Wonderful. How are you?
Doing all right. So glad you could come down here on kind of a cold Sunday morning to play for us this morning. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
We're going to do a song called Show Me Your Spine.
Ooh, okay. Here is Two Hand Touch here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Show me your spine, and I'll crush it like I've done thousands of times. In the end, I'll take what's mine, doing this a long time. I really love you too. I really love you too. Lies, gift me something besides what's dead inside. Play to my fears, but not to my pride. No one gets out alive. I really love you too. I really love you too. I really love you too. I really love you too.
That's awesome. Wow.
Good morning.
Yeah, we're awake now. Two Hand Touch. You're on Hunter at Sunrise. So glad that you were able to get down here. Wow. And that's an original song, I'm taking it.
Yes, it's brand new.
Oh, really? Who wrote this song? Did you write it together? Or
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show. Tell us about yourselves. How long have you been together?
Going on 3 years now.
Oh, yeah? How'd you meet?
We met through a mutual friend, Dave Johnson, also a musician.
Okay.
And they were actually playing together, performing a weekly show at a local spot. And I went to go see Dave. I've been friends with Dave for a long time. And I didn't know Kelly at the time. So when I saw them together, I was like intrigued. So I kept going back, you know, and we Kelly and I kind of hit it off, you know, and
yeah,
and then just kind of started from there.
Yeah,
it was very organic. It was
cool. Oh yeah. When did you guys find out that you could harmonize like that? That was an incredible harmony, by the way. I really enjoyed
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah. When did you figure that out?
Pretty much right away. I mean, Kelly's pretty natural with the harmonies.
Oh yeah.
I feel she's way better at it than I am.
So kind.
So you play a lot of places around here. Why don't you name some of them for us here?
Yeah, we play all around. Last night we played at Barrel 17. We played at Abbey Road the other night. We play at Grain. We play at the Cavalier. We play at some of the gazebo stages, like outside of Catch and 34th Street and at the Oceanfront. And then we're trying to get out a little bit, expand our sort of radius, maybe Hampton and Newport News and stuff like that.
If you're watching on Facebook, she just did the semaphore for getting out further. That's what she did. That's what that was. We are up on Facebook, by the way, with this as a live feed on our Facebook page. So if you see it come up in your feed, make sure you share it with your friends so everyone can see Two Hand Touch here this morning. And so obviously you have written some original music. Have you thought about putting out an EP or something like that, or have you already done that? Maybe I should ask that.
We don't have anything out yet, but we do plan to record. We've been working with sort of my longtime musical collaborator, Chris Kendrick at Whiskey Bear Studios.
Okay. Where is that located?
It's in Virginia Beach.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard of that one. I thought I've heard about just about all of them.
He does great work. He records lots of local bands.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, when would you like to put this out, or had you thought about it?
We have been thinking about it. We've got a bunch of songs, got a batch of songs, but we're not exactly sure the arrangements. I think we kind of both feel like they should be full band arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
But we also want to keep the element of the acoustic feel, like the two of us, two voices, one guitar.
Yeah.
So we're working on it. We have tracked some things, but the path is still undetermined.
The path is undetermined.
Yes.
Well, I hope you determine it soon, because you guys sound great together, I must say.
Thank you.
We're talking with Two Hand Touch here this morning. What else would you like to play for us here?
You want to do Still Mine?
Yeah, sure.
We're going to do a song called Still Mine.
Okay. Here is Two Hand Touch here on Hunter at Sunrise.
There are things we never say just to get along with the day to day. They don't just dissolve away, they boil over violently. So when you change your tune on me, I'll be finding harmonies. Sing me to sleep so I can dream that you're still mine. Lord, help me to be strong when I'm weak at the seams. Lord, help me to be good, 'cause I'm down on my knees. Yeah.
If you don't want me around, I'll be hiding, try and find you now. Feels like I am off the map. Gone too far, I can't get back. When you change your tune again, we get back to where we've been. Sing me to sleep so I can dream that you're still mine. Lord, help me to be strong at the scene. Lord, help me to be good, 'cause I'm down on my
got some great songs.
Thank you.
Did you write that again together, or who comes up with the lyrics?
That was Mike.
That was a song that I kind of wrote, sort of in a weird spot, sort of just about grief, not really knowing what to do with it,
and yeah,
kind of just came out.
Yeah. Now, are both of you now? You were telling me that you're from Pennsylvania. Are you? Where are you from there?
I was born in Virginia Beach. Or actually, I was born in Norfolk, but I lived in Virginia Beach my whole life.
Okay. And when did you come here from Pennsylvania?
I moved down here about 7 years ago.
Okay. What caused you to move down here?
I was looking for a change, and I was dating an old boyfriend, and he was moving down here. I kind of invited myself along.
Uh-huh.
And it worked out for the better.
He's gone, but or is he still here?
I don't know.
You don't know, and you don't care.
It's okay.
You don't know, and you don't care.
It's very neutral. It's all right.
Well, I'm glad you were able to come here. How long have you been, Kelly, playing music and singing music?
Well, I've always been singing, and I started playing guitar when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a gymnast, and I had a really bad injury, so I had a lot of downtime.
Mm-hmm.
So I started teaching myself how to play, like, basic chords and... when I moved down here, I kind of got distracted, and a couple years ago, I had some pretty crazy things happen to me, and one of those light bulb moments, you know,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I really feel like what my purpose is on this planet is to make music, so I started, I volunteered for a weekly gig at a place I was bartending without any equipment or anything,
okay.
And that's when I called Dave Johnson.
Oh, okay.
And so that was in 2016. So I've been playing, trying to get my foot in the door, and that's when I met Mike. So.
And the rest is history,
yeah.
As they say. Mike, how about you? When did you start playing music around here?
Playing out professionally, I would say 2002.
Mm-hmm. How did you start?
Just in a band. I was with some of my buddies in high school. We started just playing for fun, and then we decided that we had a batch of songs that we wanted to play out, so we just did that, and kind of I've been doing it for a long time. I was in a band called Counterfeit Molly for like a long time, and then also a band called Step Pets.
Oh. Interesting name for a band, I must say. We're talking with Two Hand Touch here on Hunter at Sunrise, and we do have this up on Facebook Live, so if you see it, please share it with your friends. What else would you like to play for us here before? I think we got time for another one.
Sweet. We're gonna sing a song that I wrote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here is Two Hand Touch here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I've got so much more to offer than you'd ever be able to understand. But you're keeping me in this box where I don't have a say, I don't have an opinion. As you see, it's not fair, yeah. But where sometimes I feel like I'll spend my whole life reliving all my mistakes, take for take, like I'll never get over the way you make me feel so ashamed. Aren't you gonna look my way? You'd be cute, but your hair has seen better days. Don't you smile for you, for me. Just give me that look, girl. Come to think of it, you aren't ideal. So show me what you got, and maybe I'll offer up what exactly that I think you might be considered worth. Show me what you got, and maybe I'll offer up what exactly that I think might be considered worth. You see it's not fair, yeah. When is it ever, girl? I said you look good tonight. Aren't you gonna look my way? Called Look My Way.
Yes, Two Hand Touch here on Hunter at Sunrise. I like that line in there. You'd look cute, but your hair has seen better days.
Yes.
That's a great line. Wow.
Thank you.
Well, I really appreciate you guys coming down here. Kelly Huntsberry and Mike Gombas, we're looking for that EP now.
you
got to come through with it now. You've said it on the radio. Whenever you say things on the radio, that means they have to come true.
It'll happen.
It'll happen.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
No problem. You're welcome to come back when that EP is dropped. So,
all right.
Most definitely. Two Hand Touch here on Hunter at Sunrise.